Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rocksmith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rocksmith here with USADG. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. So just in case you are wondering, the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast is featured every Monday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. So today on Monday Marketing Madness, Episode 5, I'm going to give you 3 ways to succeed at affiliate marketing without a blog. Now, for a newbie affiliate marketer, there's no step more daunting than building your first website and blog, right? And look, we all know that creating and updating a successful blog can be a full-time job all by itself. But luckily for you, there are several tactics that you can use to sell affiliate products without a blog and without consistently updating a website. While most affiliate programs want you to submit a website, a simple one-page branded website will usually do the trick. The truth is, you're pretty much free to market your affiliate links using other methods. There are no rules on how or where you should have to market your links, as well as it's legal and not spammy. Now, with that being said, of course, most of the time, the owners of the product or service may require that you follow their affiliate terms when promoting their stuff. Because if they don't have these requirements in place and you are doing spammy stuff while promoting their links, it'll not only hurt the product sales, but will also hurt the owner's reputation. And if you want to continue being an affiliate for that vendor, as well as other vendors, then you must follow their affiliate requirements for their products and services. And don't just assume that everyone has the same affiliate terms, because they don't. So make sure you read them well when you're joining that affiliate program. Now, here is just one of our affiliate terms out of 7 that you must follow to promote our links. You are not permitted to conduct email promotions in a third-party system. All email contacts must be your own opt-in email list. And you cannot buy solo ads, use SafeList, use spam, or anything similar. So that's just 1 out of the 7. So as you can see, there might be a lot of rules that you have to follow if you want to promote someone's product or service. Now, I'm not going to get into details of what each of these mean, because that would be a whole podcast in itself. So we'll save that for another time. So some people love to blog, and writing comes naturally for them, while some of us are better at running ads or doing video. The amazing thing about internet marketing is that there is no one path that works for everyone. You can experiment with different methods until you find the perfect system that works for you. So let's get started with the 3 ways that I was talking about in today's episode. Now, the first way is using email marketing for affiliate sales. Email marketing is still one of the best digital sales tools of all time, so don't let any sales guru out there tell you any different. And if you haven't started building your list yet, do yourself a favor and start right now. And even a small but trusting list can net you big profits. So instead of writing a lengthy blog post like 500 to 1200 words, you can craft a simple and enticing email and drop your affiliate link right there. Just make sure to use good marketing angles, like the ones that my mentor, Cam Jennings, taught me. Now, the second way is using social media and influencer marketing. So basically, social media posting has practically killed the blog scene. So if you're keeping up with this in your surroundings, you may have noticed this. Another thing you may have noticed is that digital audiences' attention span has been steady decreasing over time. And so microblogging on social media, the popularity is steady rising on this. So by using like long-form captions on Instagram and in Facebook groups, it's even easier than ever to sell affiliate products without keeping up an official blog. Now, if you're going to be posting affiliate links on social media platforms, some of the platforms won't let you post an affiliate link. Some of them are even blocked, like on Facebook. So what you're going to have to do is use a cloaker. Okay, if you don't use a cloaker, you have to reroute that link to a page, like a bonus page, and then have the affiliate link on that bonus page. And that's a really good technique to use, since some of the platforms actually block those affiliate links. And sometimes, even by using a cloaker, the platform is so smart that it recognizes what that cloak link goes to, so it'll block that link as well. So like I said, the best way is to actually put your link on another page, such as a bonus page, and have that affiliate link on that bonus page where they can click and go to the sales page. Now, if you do have a blog, then social media is the number one way to drive traffic to your blog. So either way, learn to love posting, tweeting, and Instagramming to get the word out there. After all, social media is where the people are at nowadays, right? So if you're selling a product or doing a sponsored post, make sure to be transparent about it. Include a disclaimer or a hashtag about your affiliate status just to be on the safe side. But again, you're probably going to have to use the reroute system instead of just posting the affiliate link itself, because usually that does not work anymore. So if you love being in front of the camera, live video is super hot right now on just about every social media platform. And again, you can plug those links in there as well as putting it in the description of the video. So the third and final way is using paid ads. And I know, that's not something you want to hear, right? You're probably saying, you mean I have to spend money? Yes, you have to spend money. This is a business. If you want it to run like a business, you have to treat it like a business and not like a hobby, right? So how many people you know that ever said something like this? Hey man, my favorite hobby is collecting rocks. And one day this guy comes by my house and says, I'd like to buy all your rocks for $1 million. Now, if that really happened, it would be pretty cool, right? But if this guy was using these free traffic methods, not saying that those methods don't work because they do in certain situations, but I don't think a millionaire looking for a rock collection would be hanging out there, right? I'm sure he has much better things to do with his time. But if you did a paid ad with retargeting, chances are using that right demographics for that particular person in that ad would land right in front of the guy that is a millionaire looking to buy your rocks. You get the point, right? Now, when using paid ads, there's a few things that you need to consider, and that's the rules that the product owner has in place for his or her affiliate terms. So make sure you follow them. Now, something else you need to think about is your ROI, return on investment. So if the ad you're placing costs, let's say, $5, and the product is a $17 item, and you get 50% commission, you would get $8.50, right? Wrong. You might get about $6.50 after all the transaction fees that come out of PayPal or Stripe or whatever payment processor that you're using. So, you know, you need to think about these things. So as you can see, you would still be in the green, though, with a positive ROI, even with just one sale on that ad. However, if you didn't make any sales, well, you are pretty much $5 in the hole. So paid ads are a great route to take if you are a data-driven person who loves to do research and test new ideas and stuff like that. If you are less creative and more analytic, then affiliate marketing and paid ads might be a perfect match for you. You can run paid ads on Google, Facebook, and many other places. All you need is a great photo, killer ad copy, and some demographics, and then you're all set. So as I said before, make sure you do the math beforehand so you can have a general idea on if you might turn a good ROI. So hey guys, if you find value in our recordings, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. There are three options to choose from. Option number one is 99 cents a month. Option number two is $4.99 a month. And option number three is $9.99 a month. You will find the support button next to our logo on the page in between the Listen on Spotify button and the Message button if you're listening to this podcast on anchor.fm. So if you're not, you need to go to anchor.fm/Ronnie-Rock-Smith. That's RONNIE-ROKK-SMITH. Now, whichever option you decide to choose is definitely fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel this subscription at any time. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show where I'll be dissecting and decoding an email. So we're going to go through the copywriting stages of an email where we actually dissect each part of that email to identify how that copywriting is effective and how it gets our prospects to act. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rock Smith, and guys, happy marketing.